Community Bank, Texas County Memorial Hospital, Shelter Insurance, Sea Agent C.R. Riddle in Kabul, Missouri Ozarks Community Health, Evans Funeral Home in Houston, Fine China Restaurant in Mountain View, Town and Country Bank, Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, Kinder Feed and Farm Supply, Friend Fitness and Performance, Nelson Deer Processing, Progressive Ozark Bank, Fox Funeral Home, and Agri Enterprises, all in Licking.
And very good Wednesday night. It's strange, it's unusual that we have basketball on Wednesday night, but we've got district basketball semifinals, Class 3, District 10. The number one seed, their Bobcats, are taking on the four seed Licking Wildcats in this semifinal game. Right after this one, we'll have the Liberty Eagles and the Willow Springs Bears. Willow got the two seed, Liberty got the three. Starting for the Licking Wildcats, we'll see number one, Carson Walker. Number five, Carter Sullen. 24, Roston Stockard. 25, Cannon Buckner. And 35, Jordan Ricks. For the Bobcats, we'll see number one, Easton Pitt. Number three, Devin Harrington. Number four, Brendan Prince. 21, Hollis Deckard. And number 50, Cooper Clark. Alongside is Tyler Channing, as we are about ready to bring you some district semifinal basketball. What's Licking got to do? You know, I mean, we were talking, Roston Stockard, they're going to try and take him away. What's Licking got, what do they need to do?
They need the pressure out front. Keep the pressure on Pitt, bringing the ball down to where he's not free enough to get those in lobs, the interior passes, to Prince and Harrington. So keep the pressure out front. Make them shoot the outside shot. Saturday, when Sarah played Liberty, they shot 5-3. Five. That's all they shot. And I think Pitt shot four of the five.
Right.
So if you make Sarah shoot the outside shot, you know, and keep the big body, Jordan Rich and Cale Cook, if they can keep everything on the inside pushed out.
Yeah.
You know, we might have a ball game.
Well, it's going to be, I mean, you know, Licking's no slouch. But
no.
18-7, Liberty.
They're averaging 68 points a game.
Right. Well, and again, since the change a little bit, you know, this is probably the 8th, 9th, 10th Licking game I've done. They're playing inspired. Tip's going to be taken in the backcourt. Sullins will run it down. Licking in the black. They are in the white. Licking at your radio dial left to right. Licking working to the left. Sullins out top. He'll start it with Walker in the left corner. Walker brings it back out to Sullins. He'll hold it over his head. Rich out top. He catches it to free throw line. Pulls it out to Buckner. Buckner back to Sullins. Sullins going to be guarded by Easton Pitts. He'll shift over to the right side. Peeking inside. Dribble drive. Nothing there. Shut down. Double team. Knocked away, but picked back up. Thrown out top to Roston Stockard. Stockard behind the volleyball line. Works to the left with the crossover. Nowhere to go. Pulls it back out by Buckner. Buckner backs up near the timeline. Goes to the right side. He'll feed it to Sullins. Sullins gets a screen. Set out top by Ritz. A little give and go, and it's going to be a walk. Good idea. I like the attempt.
Yeah, they're doing a good job for keeping the ball, trying to force it inside right there. And Thayer's doing a really good job on Stockard right there in that first trip.
Pitts will catch, brings it out top to Cooper Clark. So inside to Harrington. Harrington tosses it out to Deckard. Deckard, he gets away with a walk. Now they bounce it down low off the foot, and it's going to be off the foot of Ritz. It'll stay with the Thayer Bobcat. Now Licking, you know, the story out there. Up there struggles with man-to-man. Well, Sayre don't struggle with anything. They're 20-4. But Licking plays a man-to-man defense. They bounce it into Cooper. Cooper feeds it to Pitts. Pitts with the turnaround. Good. Tough shot. Out top, Sullins will walk it down the floor, across the timeline. He's going to be picked up by Pitts. Looks like Thayer's going to play a little man-to-man. Buckner with pressure on Stockard. Stockard brings it out top to Walker. Walker to Sullins. Shot fake's going to drive. Tries to kick it to the big man inside. It's turned over, and here comes Pitts. Pitts dribbles to the corner on the baseline. At the tip, it's a loose ball. Now Stockard with it. Turnover, Bobcat. Stockard goes up high off the glass. Can't get it to go. Tipped and controlled by the Bobcat. Pitts again out top. Between the circles finds Deckard. Deckard zips it over to Harrington. Out top Deckard. He's going to shot fake. Drives. Gets it to Prince. Prince with the fade away. It's good. Another tough shot. Thayer makes shots like that. They're going to be hard to beat.
Absolutely.
Because that's good defense. You know, you're doing what you're doing. They're doing their job. Thayer's making tough shots. Sullins. Sets up at the left wing. Pitts is on him. He gets it to Buckner. Buckner spins it around to Walker. Walker's going to attack the top of the key. Nowhere to go. Deckard shuts it down. Prince working out top on that. Now it looks like a 2-3 matchup zone. Thayer has shifted in that.
Yeah, it's almost like a diamond, like a diamond two.
Could be with Stockard.
Triangle two defense here.
But they've got, looks like Cooper Clark when Stockard goes down low. Buckner with the drive, bounce pass into the corner. Sullins goes baseline, tries to bounce it to Ritz, but it's kicked by Harrington. He'll stay with the Licking Wildcats. Boston Stockard on the baseline. Sullins. He'll throw it to Roston. Roston hands it off to Carson Walker. Walker gets it to Sullins. Sullins at the wing, picked up by Prince. Back out top to Stockard. Stockard looking for a lane to drive. There's nothing there. Pulls it back out to Buckner. Licking right now. I like them showing patience, really working it, not forcing anything. Stockard uses the dribble, gets it to Walker. Walker to Sullins. To Ritz. Ritz to Buckner. Buckner at the elbow. As the dribble, he'll use it to get out of trouble from Prince. Spins, kicks, and it's picked up by Walker. Licking keeps possession. Walker brings it back out top to Stockard. Stockard's going to be guarded by Cooper Clark. Stockard for three, hits the rim, goes up no good, and Pitts gets the rebound. Pitts zips it across to Harrington. Harrington in the corner to Deckard, and Deckard hits the three. 7-0. There, Bobcat. And we played half of the first quarter, and it's just 7-0. And another turnover by the Licking Wildcats. That's their fourth. Pitts looks for the dribble drive. Pulls back, nowhere to go. Gets it to Cooper. Cooper inside, working against Ritz. Spins off the glass, up no good. And we got a foul underneath. That was good defense. Is it going to go? That's going to go against Thayer. So, Devin Harrington.
So Harrington.
So now Easton's asking some questions. I didn't think it was against Licking, but I didn't see a foul.
I didn't see a foul there. I think that would have been a good no call and just go to the other end.
Sullins in the corner to Walker. Walker thought about a three. It was there for a second. You can't think about it. Nice entry pass to Ritz. Out to Sullins. And Carter Sullins drains the three, and it's a 7-3 ball game with 3:10 to go in the first. Prince to Harrington. Harrington to Deckard. Deckard guarded by Stoddard. Back to Harrington. Harrington from the elbow. Off the rim, no good. Ritz with the rebound. They're kind of doing what you were talking about, forcing them away from the goal, make earn it with the jump shot. Stockard to Buckner. Buckner gets it to Ritz. Ritz into the corner. Here's another one by Sullins. No good. Buckner tries the put back. It won't fall. And at the other end, a drive and a missed shot. But the putback is good for Devin Harrington. 9-3. There, Bobcats. Carson Walker gets it to Stockard. Stockard picked up by Deckard in the corner. Buckner for three more, and it's good. Charger Sullen sent it to Cannon Buckner, and he smoked it. 9-6, one possession ball game. Prince to Harrington. Deckard, Easton Pitts for three. That hits the rim, no good. Sullins with the rebound. And he'll bring it down the floor for the Wildcats. Austin Stockard at the Piney River Ford emblem on the floor here at Houston. Zip now to the opposite corner to Walker. You go to picking your dribble up against there. You better know what you're doing. And a walk. Well, that right there, Carson Walker, he put everybody in a bad spot when you, yeah.
And you're so far away from the basket.
Yeah.
You know, keep that dribble alive. Get it out of that corner. Get it back to the top of the key in reverse.
Yeah, if you're going to dribble, do something with it.
Yeah.
You know. Here's a drive by Pitts. Pitts will kick it out into the ballgame for the Bobcats. Number 10, Riley White. Here comes Walker to the other end. Goes up. No good. Harrington gets the rebound. And now Prince. He's going to attack, and that's going to be a blocking foul. And that's going to be, again, Cannon Buckner.
That was a good call.
It was.
Buckner kind of slid up underneath him. Just about a half a step slow.
Yeah.
On that rotation there.
So number 10, Riley Walker. Now also into the ballgame, Cordell Washington. For the Bobcats. First free throw by Prince is good.
And that makes it sure to get Brenton Corley coming into the ballgame here for Licking.
For Licking. Remember, he's wearing number 3. Second one is no good. Rich gets the rebound. Corley. Boy, I tell you what, you talk about somebody that's got some athleticism.
Yeah,
Corley's got
shoot,
it.
Can shoot the outside shot. Crashes the boards hard.
Sullins will give it up to Stockard. Stockard, top of the key. Back to Corley. Corley's going to drive in. Shot blocked by Harrington. Out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Licking Wildcats. I don't mind that.
I don't mind that. That was a good drive.
Licking on the baseline. Sullins tries to bounce it off the thigh of Harrington. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow there, Bobcat.
The turnover for Licking.
That was kind of
getting a little cheeky.
He was
here.
Trying to throw it off the leg and get it right back, but that off a player's back, if they're not looking at you.
Yeah, he was kind of standing to his side.
Yeah. Washington out top for the Bobcats to Harrington to Pitts. Licking's going to stay in there man-to-man. Prince picked up by Sullen. Back to Pitts. Loose ball, but it's gathered back up by Pitts. Prince catches at the wing. And now he'll toss it to Harrington.
You're seeing Thayer operate on the other side of the volleyball line.
Yeah. One-hand floater goes up. No good. And we've got a foul. And that's going to be against the Bobcats. Riley White. See, Thayer Bobcats tried a little alley-oop, you know, but the position, the player with the position was Rich.
Rich had very good position.
Three at the buzzer off the rim, no good. So a really good first quarter.
First quarter.
I mean, Bobcats are up by 4, 10-6 after one. We'll come back with the second. It's district basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbanks.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town & Country Bank, member FDIC.
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Class 3 District 10 Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. And while you are there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are a proud sponsor of Class 3 District 10 Basketball.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second. 10-6. Thayer with the lead, and Licking will have the basketball. Looks like Porterly stays on the floor for the Licking Wildcats. He'll catch it and get it to Stockard. Stockard against Washington. Gets it to Walker. Walker to Porterly. Porterly on the baseline. Feeds it to Buckner. Buckner back to Porterly. Porterly. Step back three.
Boom.
Good.
That's the matchup. Ooh. Licking wants right there. Easton Pitt guarding Trent Porterly.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a shot. Step back three makes it a one-point ball game. 10-9. Pitt rolls it over to White. White gives it up to Prince. Back to Pitt. Pitt looks to drive in. The fadeaway. Good.
Tough shot.
Boy, that's two of them. Can't guard that.
You can't guard it.
12-9, Thayer Bobcat. Sullen zips it into the corner to Walker. Walker's going to use the dribble, goes up high off the glass, no good. White with the rebound to Pitt, gets it to Prince. Prince is going to attack, drives in, shoots, and a blocking foul called on Roston Stockard. Prince is not a player you really would want to take a charge from.
No. He's a thick kid.
First free throw. Front of the iron. No good. 12-9 is where we're at. Checking back in, Hollis Deckard and Cooper Clark for the Bobcats. And the second one's no good. Misses them both. Rebound to Ritz. Long pass down the floor to Walker. But Prince was down there. He wisely doesn't take the baseline. Pulls it out. Sullivan out top. Feeds it to Walker. Walker. Buckner. He's going to shoot another three. And good. Kevin Buckner. His second three of the game.
Tie ball game.
12-12. Easton Pitt for the Bobcats with the basketball. On the left side of the floor by the Licking cheerleader. Gets it to Prince. Prince rolls it to Harrington. Harrington back to Prince. Gets it to Pitt for three. Pitt's crazy. Pitt with 7 points. And it's a 15-12 ball game. Out top is Sullen, Buckner. Rich from the elbow, up the glass and in for two. 15-14, Bobcat, Prince, Pitt, hands it back off to Prince. Prince to Harrington. Harrington rolls it inside to Cooper for the bucket. That was a nice play.
That was.
17-14, Thayer. Half-court pressure now by the Thayer Bobcat, Stockard. To Sullen. To Buckner. Buckner tries to float it in, and it's a Licking turnover. Here comes a dunk by Harrington. Two hands slam off the steel. 19-14. Thayer Bobcat. Stockard at the wing. Backs it out. Finds Walker. Walker between the circles. Guarded by Pitt. Walker, high post to Ritz. Ritz finds Stockard. Stockard, a D3, comes up short. Rebound taken by the Bobcat. Pitt to Prince. Prince in the corner. finds Deckard. Deckard feeds it to Cooper. Cooper for two.
Good time for a timeout. Bobcats starting to heat up. They've opened it up to 7, 21-14.
Licking with Walker. Guarded by Pitt. Again, boys dribbling all the way down onto the baseline, and there was nobody down there.
Yeah.
That he was about to, again.
Yeah, kind of got bailed out
mm-hmm.
when Fair knocked it out of bounds. So now we kind of have a reset here.
Poorly comes in for Walker. Walker gets it, goes up, can't get it to roll in. Cooper with the rebound. He'll use the dribble to get it to Prince. Prince is going to attack the basket. Off the rim, no good. Ritz. Now here comes Stockard on the fast break. One on two. Stockard goes up. He's fouled and will shoot two from the line. Easton Pitt picks up the foul. 21-14, halfway through the second. Stocker's first one is good. Stockard, a smart player, kind of taking what the Bobcats are going to give him. He's not got that mentality where, you know, for us to win, I'm going to have to take over.
Yeah, they don't need that. They need him to play the decoy that he's been playing
yeah.
and let these other kids keep him in a ball game.
Bobcats turn it over. Easton Pitts drives in. He was wanting to bounce pass it to Cooper Clark, but the pass was too low. And that is Bobcat's third turnover. Sullen. Uh-oh! Nice pass. Sullen feeds it to Bitten poorly. And it's 21-18. Harrington. Prince. To Pitt. Pitt from the free throw line. Good. He's feeling it, isn't he?
Yes. And he feels the inbound.
And now we got a foul on the floor. That's 7 turnovers for...
I've got 8.
You've got 8.
Yeah.
I've got Thayer with 3.
I've got 3.
Foul was against Carson Walker. Bobcat tossed it in. Cooper catches. He's at the free throw line. He gets the pit. Pit for 3. And then he's fouled by Sullen. Again, I think this is a good time for a timeout. A few trips ago, you know, because
yeah,
calming down,
kind of gather the temperament right now. You know, is kind of getting a little hectic and careless.
Bears sped it up a little bit.
Yep.
First free throw is good for Pitt.
This is odd saying that Bears speeding it up.
Yeah,
known for their stall ball persona.
Yes.
In past years.
Second free throw, no good, but he'll get one more because it was fouled on a 3-point attempt. And the third free throw is good. He makes 2 of 3. 25-18 now. They're Bobcats. 3:10 to go in the half. Stocker's got away with the backcourt. I mean, he had to catch it. Uh-oh, and there's a loose ball. And Thayer regains it and gets the offensive rebound and the putback. They needed that.
They needed it.
Again, I would take a timeout, I think, you know, and just settle things back down a little bit. Cooper Clark. They get it inside to Harrington. Back outside to Clark. Easton Pitt. They're trying to use Clark as a decoy to send things out underneath.
Yep.
Blocking foul on the baseline. That may be on Corley.
I think so. Yep.
But have you noticed that they're pulling Clark out to get Ritz to come out from under the goal?
Yeah to kind of free up for Harrington.
Mm-hmm.
Harrington and Prince both.
There, Bobcat basketball, and they toss it in to Clark. Again, going licking needs a timeout. Somebody go down there and tell the coach, man, you need timeout. You got five of them. But nobody's using timeout yet.
Nope. But that's the fifth team foul for Licking here in the second quarter.
Yes, it is. One, two, three, four, five, sixth, actually. First one is no good for Clark. Second free throw is good. Licking Wildcat basketball. It's a two-possession game. 26-20. 2:20 to go. Sullins catches. Brings it back out to Corley. Corley hands it over to Stockard. Stockard rolls it back to Sullins. Oh, there's a foul reach in. That's going to be on Deckard. That's his first. Team foul number two. So checking back in, we've got Cordell Washington and Riley White for Thayer. Checking in for Cooper Clark and Hollis Deckard. Buckner with the basketball. He's picked up by Pitts. Brings it over to Sullins on the left side. Back across to Buckner. Buckner finds Corley. Corley guarded by Washington. Tries to use the crossover. Loses the basketball, but gathers it back up. Gets it to Sullins. Sullins out top. He loses the basketball, gathers it back up. Gets it to Cordell. Cordell finds Ritz. Ritz will reset out top to Buckner. Boy, I'm telling you, man, timeout would be really good right now.
It's a good reset there by Ritz.
1:25 to go. 26-20. Buckner. And they throw it away. That's 10 turnovers for the Wildcats. I just think they just need reassurance. You know, kind of calm down a little bit. They're pressing a little bit hard offensively now. And that's right where the Thayer Bobcats want to fit. Feeds it to Harrington. Harrington going baseline, and he walks. Bobcats turn it over. With 1:06 to go. Buckner will come out. Washington checks in. He gets the inbound toss. You got to look for the trap. Sullins is it here in the corner by the scorer's table. Going to put it on the floor. Dribbles to the corner. Picks it up. And again, nowhere to go. Thayer's playing that 2-3 matchup zone. They're just going to let you dribble in there.
Yeah.
Come on down.
That's where they want it.
That's where they want it.
They're long enough and on the defensive side that, yeah, if they can get them in the short corner there, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. Washington for the Bobcats to fit. Harrington. High post to White. White to Washington. Washington with the layup is good. Walker out top with the stutter step. Gets by Washington. Washington takes it in to the low block. Throws it away again. Licking another gives up another dunk to Harrington, but more so is they're falling right into the baited trap by the Bobcats. Turnaround jumper off the glass at the buzzer. No good. So it's a 30-20 lead. Bobcats by 10, and Thayer got them shook, rattled.
Yeah, they're just trying to speed them up. They're speeding Licking up right now and just causing all kinds of turmoil with the ball handling for Licking right now. What they've done is take the ball out of Stocker's hand, and you're letting, you know, they're making Corley, they're making Buckner, they're Solon, Walker. They're having to be the primary ball handlers right now. And, you know, Thayer's got the athletes right now that they've just turned the defensive pressure up on those ball handlers. And, you know, you're seeing, you know, 12 turnovers there in the first half for the Licking Wildcats.
Well, a lot of basketball left. But, you know, the Bobcats, they're just going to have to kind of settle down. Or Licking going to have to, you know, settle down and not get into that big rush, you know.
I mean, there's no need to speed it up. I mean, at that point, you know, it's a 6-point game.
Yeah.
And, you know, two turnovers, and then you get an alley-oop and a uncontested layup there on the other end for Thayer, and it stretches it to double digits in just two trips.
Well, the biggest thing that I was picking up, you know, Thayer, they were kind of showing a press, but they wasn't trapping. They had opportunities to trap, and they didn't. They were not. They were showing it and letting Licking dribble right on down to the low block or down onto the baseline, and then they would trap him. And Licking is not even, you know, in a position to get the pass. And
right. They,
you know, Licking just did that time after time after time, and they were coming up empty-handed on that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's an adjustment that'll have to be made. We've got 8 minutes to go in the half. Here's how the scoring goes for Licking. Fitton Corley has 7, and he did that off the bench all in the second quarter. Carter Sullins with 3. Rustin Stockard with 2. Cannon Buckner has 6, and Jordan Ritz with 3. Licking scored 6 in the first, 14 in the second. They got 10 rebounds. 7 defensive, 3 offensive rebounds. For the Thayer Bobcats, Easton Fitz, he's had the hot hand. He's got 11. Devin Harrington with 6. 4 points come from two-hand jams. Brandon Sprint has 3. Hollis Deckard with 3. Cooper Clark with 5. And Cordell Washington off the bench with 2. Thayer scored 10 in the first, 20 in the second. They've got 12 total rebounds. You know, it's like, well, that doesn't seem like very much. Well, it's a 30-20 score,
yeah.
You know. But they've got 10 defensive rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds, and turnovers, 12 for Licking, 4 for Thayer. And to me, that's the difference.
Yeah, it's the big difference. I mean, you know, like we were talking about, Bears just sped up. You know, they've made Licking speed up their offense.
Because they was earlier. I mean, there wasn't, you know, it was 10-6 in one.
Yeah, it was 10-6.
But Licking was really passing the ball, working it. You know, everybody was kind of moving. Nobody was just sitting flat-footed. And then in the second, you know, Licking started trying to, you know, fast break everything almost. And they were just dribbling right in to the teeth of the Thayer Bobcat defense.
Yep.
And it just created a bunch of turnovers. 30-20, it's a 10-point ball game at the half. Licking trailing Thayer. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Friend Fitness and Performance, located in Licking, is a 24-hour Key Fob accessible fitness center. Friend Fitness, with a certified trainer on staff, is a clean, affordable gym where you can reach your fitness goals. Stop in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5, to discuss all of their options. You can contact them by texting or calling 417-331-9050, even message them on Facebook. Friend Fitness and Performance is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Nelson Deer Processing is proud to be a sponsor of the Licking Wildcats. Offering custom processing of beef, pork, and whitetail deer, call 417-464-1648 to schedule your appointment. They can be found on Facebook, Nelson Deer Processing, LLC, or at 111 Green Street in Licking. They are there and ready to serve you, so contact Nelson Deer Processing for all of your processing needs.
Does your Wildcat pride pay? With a Licking Wildcat debit card from Progressive Ozark Bank, you can make a loud statement and support your local school. Every Licking Wildcat debit card issued from Progressive Ozark Bank provides a donation to the Licking School District. Don't have an account? Open one online or see a personal banker at Progressive Ozark Bank in Licking. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
Agri Enterprises in Licking is proud to be a sponsor of Licking Wildcat Basketball. Located on Highway 63, Agri Enterprises is an authorized Hustler Mowers dealership serving the Licking area. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. When you are ready, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts department are prepared to make sure your experience is outstanding. Agri Enterprises in Licking. Go Wildcats!
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family-owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Crab Rangoon, egg rolls, sweet and sour chicken, fried rice, chicken and broccoli.
Are you hungry yet?
Grab some authentic Chinese food at Fine China in Mountain View. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 8. Stop in for lunch or dinner or call ahead, 417-934-1964, and take it home. Whether it's a long day on the job or just a late dinner after a day of adventure, Fine China in Mountain View is here to serve you.
Friend Fitness and Performance, located in Licking, is a 24-hour Key Fob accessible fitness center. Friend Fitness, with a certified trainer on staff, is a clean, affordable gym where you can reach your fitness goals. Stop in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5, to discuss all of their options. You can contact them by texting or calling 417-331-9050, even message them on Facebook. Friend Fitness and Performance is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
Give Local
Nelson
First
Deer
is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
We need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center looking at the 10-day forecast. Temperature tomorrow looks like it's going to be a little bit cooler than it was today, higher in the mid-60s or so with a low temperature of 37. Friday should warm up even further with a high of 74, low of 40. High temperatures of the weekend is going to be kind of around the mid-50s or so, and then we've got a pretty good chance of thunderstorms and rain early next week. Find more details on that using OzarkRadioNews.com.
Does your Wildcat pride pay? With a Licking Wildcat debit card from Progressive Ozark Bank, you can make a loud statement and support your local school. Every Licking Wildcat debit card issued from Progressive Ozark Bank provides a donation to the Licking School District. Don't have an account? Open one online or see a personal banker at Progressive Ozark Bank in Licking. FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
I knew if I said it in here, you could hear it, but he couldn't. All right, welcome back. 30-20 is where we're at. Their Bobcats have the 10-point advantage, and they'll get the basketball start the second half. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Downing, back at studio. Mr. Dillon, French, gets it to Deckard. Deckard, Cooper, at the free throw line, pulls it out to Pitt. Baseline fadeaway, in and out, rebound over the back on Harrington. And again, that is Licking having the position.
Yes,
that's all that was.
Yep.
Licking had the position. Harrington, that was all on him. You know, it's one where he should have maybe backed up, but
it's hard to do it.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Also, when you can jump
yeah.
into that size.
Licking starts it with Walker. Walker got Sullins now behind the volleyball line between the circles. High post, Buckner to Stockard. Back to Walker. Wrist catches, looking inside, nobody flashing. It was Sullins, but that was closed off. Tip.
And a turnover.
It was not tip. I was thanking tip, but no tip. Turnover starts with the T. Sound like Tune and Thompson. Easton Pitt will start the offense for the Bobcats. 7 minutes to go here in the third. 30-20. And the turnover by Thayer.
Got hit for a carry out top there. I think he was looking for the backdoor lob, and it was kind of closed down with Ritz. And he was between dribbles there.
Out top, Sullins. Sullins finds Stockard. Stockard on the left side. Kind of interesting that they've got Cooper Clark coming out on Stockard. That's not doubting his athleticism or none of that, but it's different. Stockard goes up for the three,
and it's blocked by
Clark. Prince in front of the rim goes up, no good. Ritz with the rebound. Cooper takes it away, and another over the back ball. This is going to be on Prince, his first. Team foul number two on Licking. That can kind of change things up.
It can.
So here we go. Sullivan will bring it down the floor. Buckner goes down low. They'll start it with Walker. Buckner now pops up to the free throw line. Walker works it to the right side. Kind of going to put it on the floor. Finds Stockard. Stockard guarded by Deckard. Ritz. Ritz catches and holds. Bounces it to Buckner for three, and that's going to be an air ball out of bounds. It'll be there, Bobcat basketball. Those fell in the first half.
They did. They did.
It's still 30-20. Under 6 minutes to go in the third. Bobcats with the lead in the basketball. Pitt to Harrington. Sprint. Back to Pitt. Pitt. Shot fake. Kicks it out. Deckard gets it to Cooper. Cooper working against Ritz. Going to back him up. Leans in. Shoots. Can't get it to go. Nice job by Ritz. Rebound taken by Stockard. Out top, Walker. Walker picks the dribble up. Sullins inside. Oh, it was there for Buckner for a second. Throws it back out. Sullins for three. It rims out. No good. And the rebound taken by Prince. A big thank you to Kinder Feed and Farm Supply and Licking. Knocked away. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Thayer. Along with Fox Funeral Home. Agra Enterprise, Friend Fitness, Nelson's Deer Processing. We need to try some of their summer sausage, you know. Hey, Nelson's Deer Processing, we want to try some of your deer sausage. Town and Country Bank, Progressive Ozark Bank, and Town and Country Supermarket, Fitz Drive. Toss it to Harrington. Harrington resets out top with Fitz. 30-20, under 5 minutes to go. Shot goes up and in and a foul. Boy, Pitts is playing a whale of a game, Tyler.
He sure is. Yeah, he's kind of taking it upon himself here to kind of carry this offense.
And the foul is on Carson Walker, his first. So one foul's one. 32-20. And it stays 32-20.
There's missed a lot of free throws here in this contest already.
In the corner, Stocker didn't catch it clean. Now they feed it inside to Ritz. Ritz goes up, blocked by Harrington. That's a big advantage. You got someone as athletic that can jump. Here's Harrington for a three. No good. And a foul. But it's not on Harrington.
No, they got a push on Pitt.
Okay.
I guess Walker
picked up his second.
Pitt.
Okay.
Yeah. The ball stays with there.
Yep. Walker comes to the bench, and Corley checks back in. Deckard to Cooper. Cooper to Pitts for three. In, out, and in. Easton Pitts carrying their Bobcats here in this semifinal game. And the turnover carry by, or is it a timeout?
It's a timeout.
Okay. Timeout. No turnover. 35-20, 4:13 to go. Licking yet to score here in the third. We'll come back. You're listening to District Basketball on the Box.
Agri Enterprises in Licking is proud to be a sponsor of Licking Wildcat Basketball. Located on Highway 63, Agri Enterprises is an authorized Hustler Mowers dealership serving the Licking area. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. When you are ready, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts department are prepared to make sure your experience is outstanding. Agri Enterprises in Licking. Go Wildcats.
Town and Country Bank is a proud supporter of local sports. As you hustle from game to game this season, let us save you time with our mobile banking app. You'll have access to your accounts and transaction history 24/7, anytime, anywhere, leaving you more time to coach, cheer, or celebrate with your favorite team. Find our mobile banking app available for download on the App Store or visit us at tcbank.com. Smart, friendly solutions. Town and Country Bank, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. It is Thayer and Licking in semifinal game one here tonight at Houston. Thayer with the lead, 35-20, 4:10 to go in the third. Licking with the basketball. Corley to Stockard. Stockard gets it to Buckner. Sullins. Sullins will bring it back out top. Corley, picked up by Deckard. They get it into Ritz. Ritz back out to Buckner. Buckner looks to go inside, now kicks it out to Sullins. Sullins goes up, but he's fouled on the floor.
Yeah, Easton Pitts on that foul.
His second. You know, when you just run offense and you're able to run it, defenses, they get frustrated.
Yeah, they get frustrated.
And they reach, and you get that. Sullins takes it to the corner, stutter steps, and another foul. That's on Prince. That's his second. There's a great defensive team. But when you're forced to play defense, there's something about it.
Yeah.
You know, you got pride and all that, but when your opponent's like, hey, man, you know, they're making us worse.
Yeah, a 30 to 45 second possession.
Buckner for three, in and out, no good. Harrington gets the rebound. Pitt stops the key for three. Good. He is smoking up. At 11 in the first half, he's got eight in the third. 38-20. 18-point lead. Now, if you're Licking, you got to start thinking about, man, we got to get some shots off.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't scored, have they?
No, they've yet to score here in the third. Stocker with the fadeaway. That's no good. Out of bounds. And it's their basketball.
You know, and tip your hat to Thayer. They're frustrating Austin Stockard right now.
Yeah.
Just their defense.
Well,
kept him to free throws only. He hasn't made a field goal, has
he? No. He's got 2 points. 2:40 to go, 38-20. Bobcats, Pitts, out to Prince. Prince feeds it to Cooper. Cooper back out to Prince. Harrington out top. They'll reset with Pitts. You know, Bobcats are not afraid to run some offense. These are make you play defense. Pitts, shot fake, step back three, top of the key. That's off the mark, no good. Awkward. With the rebound. 2:05 to go in the third. 38-20. Sullins from the volleyball line for three is good.
Boy, they needed that.
They needed that bad. Harrington to Prince. Prince gets the double team, rolls it to Cooper, feeds it to Harrington for another dunk. That's his third of the game. He's got eight. Sullins working against Decker. Stockard will come out and catch. Stockard, he's going to pull up for three. Ooh. That's good.
Finally got an open look, and he knocked it down.
40-26, 14-point ball game. There. 1:10 to go. Oh, can Licking get a stop? They almost created a turnover. Cooper catches down low on the baseline. He'll throw it out top to Prince. Prince turns it over. Stockard in the corner to Buckner. Buckner brings it out to Corley. Corley, nice feed. Oh, they can't finish. Nice job. Corley tosses into Ritz, led him a little too far. Harrington, another dunk. He's got 10 now and four dunks. 42-26. We're going to take a timeout and try and get a shot off here as we close out the third. You're listening to District Championship Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Class 3 District 10 Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. And while you are there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and more savings. Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are a proud sponsor of Class 3 District 10 Basketball.
Kinder Feed and Farm Supply in Licking is where you need to go to keep your animals fed and healthy throughout the year. They have a wide selection of ADM products, pharmaceuticals, and bulk feed with custom mixes to keep you and your animals happy. Speaking of happiness, check out their selection of dry shod boots. Visit them on Highway 137 South in Licking. Call 573-674-2626. Kinder Feed and Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
All right, welcome back, and there's a bucket for Carson Walker. 42-28, now 12 seconds to go. Bobcats with a chance for the last shot. Ditz with the basketball in the corner. Harrington for three, and it's good. And that's the end of the third with your score. 45-28. Bobcats score 15, or I'm sorry, they score 25.
15.
That's right.
30.
Yeah, 30. They score 15 in the third. Licking scores 8, but they didn't.
They didn't score
until
the last 2 minutes.
2 minutes. So we've got another 8 minutes to go. You're listening to District Championship or District Semifinal Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Does your Wildcat pride pay? With a Licking Wildcat debit card from Progressive Ozark Bank, you can make a loud statement and support your local school. Every Licking Wildcat debit card issued from Progressive Ozark Bank provides a donation to the Licking School District. Don't have an account? Open one online or see a personal banker at Progressive Ozark Bank in Licking. FDIC insured. Equal housing lender.
Agra Enterprises in Licking is proud to be a sponsor of Licking Wildcat Basketball. Located on Highway 63, Agra Enterprises is an authorized Hustler Mowers dealership serving the Licking area. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. When you are ready, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts department are prepared to make sure your experience is outstanding. Agra Enterprises in Licking. Go Wildcats.
All right, welcome back. Conley goes up and in. Nice move by Benton Corley. He's got 9 points in the game now. 15-point ball game, 45-30. Washington in. He gets it to Harrington. Harrington feeds it to Pitts. takes it to the opposite side. Steps back for a three. That's going to be short. Corley gets the rebound. Corley will roll it over to Walker. Stocker catches. And we've got a foul, and it's going to be on Wardell Washington. First team fouls here in the fourth. 7:03 to go. 15-point ball game, 45-30. Walker gets the inbound toss. Sullins to Stockard. Stockard with the crossover. Pulls up for a deep three. Hits the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Finds Corley. Yeah, I don't like that. He was dribbling his right hand.
He said he caught it on his hip.
Right. So, Licking turnover. Pitt out top for the Bobcats. Gets by Washington. And a foul on Licking. Carson Walker, that's his third. Foul was on the floor. Licking will toss it in on the baseline. Harrington underneath, and they throw it out top to White. White catches, gets it to Pitt. Pitt working against Walker. Goes in, loose basketball, but picked up by Harrington. Shot no good. Corley comes up with it. Buckner, Sullins, a deep three, good. 45-33, Licking needs to stop. Washington, Prince goes up, he's fouled, and that's going to be on Stockard. And Prince will go to the line and shoot two. 5:58 on the clock. 45-33 is your score. Bear with the lead. Brandon Prince shooting two free throws. First one is no good. Prince is a senior. Harrington is a senior. Fitz is a senior.
Yeah, there was four of their starting five. Yep.
Cooper Clark senior. He misses them both. And Licking gets the rebound.
Licking needs some points here.
Yeah, they do. Buckner gets it to Stockard. And Licking almost turns it over. Stockard holds it. Finds Sullins. Sullins will reset. Licking will get into their offense. Deep three, that's going to be deep, no good. And rebound taken by Easton Pitt. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Licking, and that's going to be on Buckner, his second. .525 to go, 45-33 there. Wardell Washington for the Bobcats will inbound. Gets it to Pitt. Back to Washington. Washington has it almost taken away by Buckner, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Thayer is not used to timeout at all.
Nope.
Not in the first half, not here in the second half. Fitz with the inbound catch. Drives in, pulls up, shoots, no good. Put back up, no good. But a foul Harrington with the offensive board, and Devin Harrington to the line to shoot two. Carter Sullins with the foul. That's his second.
First one's good. Second one's good. 47-33.
There, Bobcat. Coming up right after this, Liberty and Willow Springs. Stockard to Walker. Walker to the corner. Keeps his dribble. Now he picks it up. Brings it to Buckner out top. Off to Sullins. Sullins. Guarded by Deckard. Gets it inside. Corley. Corley gets two more. He's got 11 points now. Harrington. Gets it to Pitts. Pitts goes in. Shoots. No good. And a blocking foul. Pitts will go to the line. Shoot two. And that's on Carter Sullins. His third. So, 4:28 to go. In the fourth, 47-35. Pitt's first one is no good. There's given Licking all kinds of chances.
Licking's just got to put some points on the board.
Second one is good. 48-35. There, Bobcat. Licking with the basketball. Sullins to Walker. Walker. Takes it in, goes baseline, kicks it out. Stockard, Stockard for three, good. So, 48-38. Bobcats by 10, timeout, Licking. We'll take one as well. You're listening to District Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Friend Fitness and Performance, located in Licking, is a 24-hour key fob accessible fitness center. Friend Fitness, with a certified trainer on staff, is a clean, affordable gym where you can reach your fitness goals. Stop in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5, to discuss all of their options. You can contact them by texting or calling 417-331-9050, even message them on Facebook. Friend Fitness and Performance is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
All right, welcome back. We're halfway through the fourth, and it's a 10-point lead.
Licking keeps just gnawing their way back into this.
Well, they need
some stops. They just need to put some points on the board.
Licking's going to extend their defense. They get it to Pitts. Pitts back to Harrington, back to Pitts. Pitts pulls up, shoots the floaters, no good. There's one stop. Corley with the rebound. Corley finds Sullins. Sullins picked up by White. Buckner. Stockard for three more. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Licking. They beat it. Sullins goes up. Scoop shot, good. 8-point ball game. Prince catches. Prince pulls it out to Deckard. Deckard throws it out top to Pitts. 3:10 to go. 8-point ball game. Thayer with the ball and the lead. Deckard to Prince. Prince. That's a roll, and that's a foul on Corley. That was a walk. And now the Bobcats will be shooting free throws. Devin Harrington at the line. 15 points for Harrington. Make it 16. Second one is good. He makes them both. He's 4 for 4 from the line in the fourth.
Got Washington coming back in for Deckard. For Thayer.
Corley brings it in to Stockard. Stockard back to Corley. Corley to Sullen. Sullen's out top, works it to the left side. Brings it out top to Buckner. Buckner finds Stockard. Stockard dishes it to Buckner.
Come on, you gotta go.
Sullen out top. Corley. Corley looking inside. Nice move off the glass. Up, no good. Tipped
it in.
And in. Corley. Tipped in his own rebound. And he's got 13 in the game. 50-42. White brings it out to Fitz. Hand to man again by Licking. That's what their defense they played this entire game. Fitz catches. Double team brings it out to Prince. Under 2 minutes to go. Bobcats in their stall. And a foul. That'll be against Buckner. That's his third.
We're going to send Pitts to the line. That's 5 fouls for Licking.
21 points for Easton Pitts. Chance to add to that right here. First one is good. Walker comes back in for Jordan Ritz. Jordan Ritz has done a good job defensively.
He has.
But offensively, he's just not been able to do much.
I was going to say his freedom down there has been pretty sparse.
A little more athleticism underneath. You know?
Harrington and Trent and White.
Hey, again, big thank you to our Licking supporters, Kendall Feed and Farm Supply, Town and Country Supermarket, Fox Funeral Home, Progressive Ozark Bank, Agra Enterprises, Town and Country Bank, Friend Fitness, and Nelson Deer Processing. And if any of you Nelson Deer Processing folks out there are listening, we want to try some of your beer, summer sausage, you know, or whatever you got, you know.
Yeah.
We're connoisseurs on
absolutely.
That. And if you can make really good beer sausage, there's a lot of folks
there's
our direction that will
people.
Be ringing your phone off the hook. Licking basketball, Buckner brings it in to Walker. 1:50 to go, 10-point ball game. Walker's going to drive in. Lane shoots, it's blocked, and picked up by the Bobcat. Walker trying to make something happen, either get a foul. That was a double dribble. Fitz with the double team. Spins. Oh, that's a turnover. So it's Licking basketball, but the thing about it now is 1:29 to go. It's a 10-point ball
yeah.
game.
Yeah, we needed, you know, Licking kind of needed this to start happening about 2 minutes ago.
Or a minute ago.
Or, yeah.
You know, they had cut it to 8, and then we went a little over a minute and not had much go on. But Thayer still yet to, Thayer doesn't have field goal in the fourth. It's all, they've got 7 points, and it's all done from the free throw line.
Yeah, Thayer has left the door open for the Licking Wildcats here in this fourth, and Licking has just struggled all night long to put points on the board. You know, and kudos to Thayer's defense for, you know, I mean, that they're a big part of that reason. I mean, really put Austin Stockard, you know, kind of in their pocket right
that's
now.
That's what I was fixing to say. It's almost like Licking now is really trying to create something for Roston. And I think it's going to have to be somebody else. Carter Sullen You know, they Benton Forley has 13 points. And, you know, and so it's going to have to be, you know, Walker or Sullins or Buckner that's going to have to do something offensively.
They got
to
get it started. They got to get it started.
Licking with the basketball, Sullins looking to drive in. He goes baseline, tip out of bounds, stays with Licking. With Harrington being that rim protector, he's long. He can jump. Sullins, again, Licking goes underneath. Now they'll kick it out. Walker catches. Somebody needs to shoot. Here's a three for Sullins. Off the rim, no good. Harrington with the rebound, and he gets it to Pitt. Pitt is trapped. Washington comes and bails him out. Stockard fouls Washington. Boy, that right there, you know, we do a lot of Liberty games. That was nice to see Licking coming back to the basketball. Stockard with the foul. Cordell Washington at the line. 54 seconds to go, and he makes the first one. It's all but a formality right now. Bobcats will play Friday night. Second one, no good. And rebound, Forley. Forley pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. Harrington is able to get the rebound. Forley picks up his third, and Harrington will go to the line and shoot two. And now Ritz will come back into the ball game.
So did they get Stockard on that? I guess Stockard on that foul.
Yeah.
Not Corley.
Right.
Okay. The first one is good.
Ritz is a senior. Buckner is a senior. Stockard is a senior. Sullins is a senior. Second one, no good. Ritz gets the rebound. Stockard out top, a deep three. Good. 11 points in the second half for for Roston Stockard. Timeout. So, you know, Carson Walker will be back for Licking. Benton Forley will be back for Licking. So two varsity players will be returning. You know, and we kind of looked at the Bobcats. You know, Pitts is graduating, Harrington's graduating, Prince is graduating, and Clark is graduating. But they'll have, you know, coming back, Hollis Deckard. And then, you know, we'll see Riley White, Cordell Washington. But 54-45, it's a 9-point ball game. They're with the lead. And it will be their basketball. Harrington finds Pitts on the baseline. There's the double team. Pitts gives it up to Harrington. Harrington's fouled by Buckner. And Harrington goes back to the line. Bobcat still no field goals in the fourth. It's all come from the free throw line. 4, 7, 8 points from the line. Make it 9. Or that'd be 10. It scored 10 from the free throw line here. And the second one's good. 25 seconds, 56-45. Stockard for three is good. It's his third three, fourth three in the game, and it's all come in the second half. and another foul with 16 seconds. And that's going to put Cordell Washington at the line. For the Fair Bobcats, Roston Stockard with his fourth.
First one's no good.
Licking really good game plan.
Yeah, they just couldn't get scored.
Second one is no good. And here comes Sullen. Sullen to Stockard for two. And it's 56-50. And a foul that'll put Devin Harrington at the line. You know, I mean, the Bobcats, they a good game plan. I just, for me, you know, this is Monday morning.
Quarterback.
And that first half, you know, I mean, Licking was just, you know, what is it called? If you keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
You know, I would use the timeout to kind of, the guy, you know, don't do that.
Harrington misses the first free throw.
Second one is good.
The lead is seven.
Stockard with 5 seconds. Pulls up for three. Hits the rim. No good. Put back at the buzzer. No good. Bobcat gets the win by seven. 57-50. Let's see here. 9-10. All right. Good game, though. And going through the, I'm tallying up the points scored here. So they scored, Licking scored 22 in the fourth. Bobcat scored 11. And going through the scoring for Licking, Carson Walker with two. Thirteen for Benton Corley off the bench. Carter Sullen with 12. Roston Stockard was 16. Cannon Buckner was 6. Jordan Ritz with 2. And 11. 22 for Easton Pitt. 20 for Devin Harrington. 3 for Brendan Prince. 3 for Hollis Deckard. 5 for Cooper Clark, and 3 for Cordell Washington. You know, great effort.
Yeah, I mean, Licking went 10 of 24 from behind the three line. Any other game, that wins ball games.
Yeah.
That wins ball games. But the inside presence, they're totally did away with.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah, Jordan Ritz was, he had 2 points.
And yeah.
Defensively, he was a factor, you know, because,
he did a really good job on Harrington, especially in that first half.
Well, and Prince, you know, Prince had 3 points.
Yeah. I mean, Harrington at the half had 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he kind of goes on a free throw binge there in the fourth.
Yeah.
But, you know, really solid game plan. And, you know, they had opportunity. I mean, it's a 7-point ball game.
Yeah. Well, again, that first half, you know, how many turnovers do you have Licking for in the second half?
That's 17 total. I think I had them for 9 or 10 in the half.
Yeah. Well, they had 12 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
And I had them at 5 in the second half.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that's why I'm harping on that. If they needed... They needed to calm down in that first half. That's where it got away from.
Yeah.
It got away
from them the last two or three minutes of that first half.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was a four-point ball game.
Yeah,
four or six-point ball game, and in the last 2 minutes,
they opened it up.
Opened it up to 10, just, you know, in two or three strips.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's how that goes down. The Thayer Bobcats will play the winner of Willow Springs Liberty, and that's coming up next here on the Fox 96.9.
Today's hit music. 96.9 The Fox. KUPH, Mountain View.